Hi there! Welcome to this week's episode of REAP, where REAP stands for Read, Examine, Apply, Pray. My name is Ed Burdett, and I'm glad to be spending this time with you. The purpose of the REAP devotional is to learn and then practice a pattern for getting more out of Scripture as we read and listen through. The way it works, we pick a section of this day's reading, either from the Old Testament, the New Testament, or the Psalms. And then using that passage, we walk through this four-step process. First, we read the passage, and next we examine it. This is where we bring up anything that stands out, any observations we have. After that, we look to apply the passage, connecting it with our lives today. And finally, we get to pray. The passage we're looking at today comes from our New Testament reading. It's from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 19. Using this passage, then, we'll read, examine, apply, and pray. Let's jump right in. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 7. But the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound mind, self-controlled, and sober in prayer. And above all things, be earnest in your love amongst yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another, without grumbling. As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another, as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms. If anyone speaks, let it be as it were the very words of God. If anyone serves, let it be as of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, don't be astonished at the fiery trial which has come upon you to test you, as though a strange thing happened to you. But because you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or a meddler in other men's matters. But if one of you suffers for being a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God. If it begins first with us, what will happen to those who don't obey the good news of God? If it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will happen to the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let them also who suffer according to the will of God in doing good entrust their souls to him, as to a faithful Creator. Okay, so this is our reading, and now we'll move on to the examine portion of REAP. And again, this is where we bring up anything that stood out, anything that caught our attention in this passage. To me, the first thing that stood out, it's in verse 7. That verse says this, "But the end of all things is near. Therefore be of sound mind, self-controlled, and sober in prayer." This stood out because the instructions Peter gives seem like the opposite of where we might naturally tend if we knew that the end of all things is near. And so it's helpful to think about and understand what this means, the end of all things is near. Not to respond to this with panic or fear, but rather the way that Peter says, with a sound mind being self-controlled. The next thing that stood out is in verse 8. Here Peter writes this, "And above all things, be earnest in your love amongst yourselves." That word earnest stood out, that we are to be firm and sincere in our love. This makes me think of a mother with her young child, and how if the child keeps going off in a direction that's not good, the mother can love the child by over and over again, firmly and sincerely returning the child to a good way. Going on farther down, listen again to verse 10. That verse says this, "As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms." One of the biggest ways God loves us is by giving gifts to those around us. Here Peter is saying each one of us has received a gift, and we are to put it to use, to employ it. And he says further that we are managers of the grace of God. That grace is channeled through the gifts that we have that God gave us. Continuing this thought, in verse 11, Peter writes this. He says, "If anyone speaks, let it be, as it were, the very words of God. If anyone serves, let it be as of the strength which God supplies." He seems to be saying that whatever things we do, these are to be from God and out of God. And my own interpretation of this is that if something is not from God, then we shouldn't take time and effort to do it. Continuing on down, the next thing that stood out is in verse 12. Here, Peter is addressing his readers, and he simply says this, "Beloved, don't be astonished at the fiery trial which has come upon you." Here, Peter is naming the followers of Christ as what they are, beloved. What a wonderful starting point for anything that comes after, that before we get to anything else, we in Christ are beloved. Continuing on, verse 13 says this, "But because you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy." Here, Peter is talking about being like Jesus, that his highs are our highs and his lows are our lows. He's saying, if we suffer with him as he suffered, then when his glory is revealed, we'll rejoice with boundless joy. Continuing on, verse 18 stood out. Here Peter writes, "If it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will happen to the ungodly and the sinner?" And he's quoting here from Proverbs 11:31. Even the righteous then, even the people that we think of as the most morally outstanding, even for them, Peter says, it is hard for them to be saved. This reminds me of where the Lord Jesus says, "It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Salvation for anyone is hard, and it comes down to the work of God making what is impossible possible. The last thing that stood out to me in this passage, it's in the last verse we read, verse 19. That verse says this, "Therefore, let them also who suffer according to the will of God in doing good entrust their souls to him as to a faithful creator." The instructions here then are to trust and not to fear. And I thought, have I ever met someone who is basically not afraid? Whenever a person like this crosses our path, I think they stand out as being relaxed, as being humble. They have let God be in charge of them. In Peter's words, they have entrusted their souls to him. This reminds me of the woman in Proverbs chapter 31. It says, she is not afraid of bad news. To me, the fearlessness of someone who has entrusted their soul to God really stands out. Well, those are the things that I noticed, and if you saw something else in this passage, feel free to share that as a comment over at oneyearbiblepodcast.com on the webpage for this day's REAP episode, and that way we can all benefit from what we're seeing here together. Now let's look to apply this passage, and again, this means connecting it with our lives today. As we read, this passage mentions gifts that God has given to his people. Verse 10 says this, "As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms." And when this verse says various forms, it really means it. There are all kinds of gifts that God gives. So an application could be, what is one gift that we ourselves have, and how can we put it to use? How can we employ it this week? Maybe, for example, we have the gift of encouragement, and we can send someone an encouraging or a building up text. Yesterday, my neighbor gave a gift to me. He let me borrow some of his lawn equipment. So he was doing just what this passage says. He was employing his gifts in serving one another. I think what's exciting about this is we read here that by using our gifts, we really are displaying and transferring the grace of God. So what's one gift that you have, and what's one way that you can use that gift this week? That's an application I see, and if you see another one, feel free to leave that as a comment on the webpage for this day's episode. Now let's move on to the last part of REAP, where we get to pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your servant Peter, who wrote, carried along by your Spirit, giving encouragement and strength and direction to people who were spread all over the world at that time because of their faith in you. Thank you for the tone of his writing, that it is encouraging, it's challenging, it is reminding us of these rock-solid truths of who you are. Thank you for the stability that you give us, even as life changes and even as many different things happen to us. God, I pray specifically that verse 19 would become true for us, that we would entrust our souls to you more and more. Help us, Father, to continue to slide off the throne in our hearts and to give you the full space. Enable us really to trust you and to really become humble and peaceful people. Forgive us, Lord, when we arrogantly challenge your lordship and we put ourselves in your place. Thank you so much that you have richly showered us with gifts, that your grace is administered through these gifts. God, I think about friendships and about equipment lending and about advice and connection. All these gifts that even recently I've received from others, and they are your grace to me. Thank you, Father. Help us, Lord, to understand what Peter says here, that the end of all things is near, and let that encourage us to sobriety and to prayerfulness. Thank you for your encouraging, your strengthening, and your challenging word here. And thank you for your Spirit who comes and pours out more grace into our lives. We pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me for this week's episode of REAP. I always enjoy this time together, and I hope you do too. We do REAP once a week, every Friday, so keep an eye out for next week's episode. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great Friday and weekend and week upcoming, and I look forward to talking with you soon.